Welcome to The Firing Line with Rick Travis, Legislative Director of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. The Firing Line radio show is brought to you by the California Rifle and Pistol Association, CCW Safe, and Turner's Outdoorsman. And now, here's your host, Rick Travis.
Good afternoon, patriots of the Inland Empire and beyond. This is Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association, and welcome to CRPA's Firing Line Radio. Folks, we're going back into the Capitol on this Tuesday, and we could use your support. So I'm going to give you a little something that you can use. This is a new gift to all of you. We have an ability for you to take part in fighting back for your Second Amendment rights. And it's so simple. We've made this perfectly simple. Now, if you're driving, please don't do this. Just write down the numbers. But if you text to the number 52886, that is our instant one-click politics. That number again is 52886. And then in the message line, you just put SB 1160. And immediately what will come up is you just put your name and the city you live in, and it will automatically send for you letters to your representatives telling them to stop SB 1160. What's SB 1160? Well, if you didn't listen in last week, go to the podcast where I break down the five bills that are coming to take your rights and set up mandatory confiscation of every firearm. It's what we at the CRPA are calling every gun owner. The fight is now on. They have lost their brains up in Sacramento. They have decided that because of the Bruin decision, they are going to throw everything at the board to take away your rights here. Who's doing that? Out-of-state groups like the Brady Group, like Everytown, like Giffords, like Moms in a Man Action, all organizations created outside of California that have jumped into California. They're breaking the laws. They're breaking the rules. Our judicial system that has slanted against us in the Ninth Circuit is not holding them accountable. This is how you fight back. Again, that's 52886, and then you type in SB 1160. On top of that, we have another bill that we'll be fighting this week at the same time, the same place, and we're prepared for it, and that's Senate Bill 1253. So again, you can go to 52886. And put in SB 1253. The same thing will come up in One Click Politics. But what this bill does is it takes that little thing that started off as a handgun safety card 25 years ago, $2 lifetime. We know that's not true. It's now $25. They're talking about raising it to $30 or $35. But more importantly, they're trying to make that into a license. And without that on your person, your firearms can be taken away. You can be charged with a crime. You have to have it. If it expires, you have to turn in your firearms. Folks, this is nothing short of setting up the system for confiscation. Read your history. Listen to last week's podcast. But what's more important is the coalition of people like you, like me, and like every other gun owner is coming together. And I couldn't be happier because my guest today is for the women in your life. Now, if you're the woman, it could be for you because, well, you're in your own life. But realize we are reaching out to everybody. We're going to leave no stone unturned. And it's great to have allies. And so I'm excited about introducing you to a great ally that I get to work with and will be with us up on Capitol today. Her name is Kimberly Southwell. She is with Women for Gun Rights, and she is your California State Director for that organization. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. I appreciate being on with such a great radio show and being able to chat.
Yeah, so Women for Gun Rights is, as I understand, a national organization that was set up to be nonpartisan, to work with moms, daughters, sisters, coworkers, grandmothers, what have you, to teach firearm safety, first and foremost, which I love because that's the first two parts of what we've done for 150 years of be safe.
Yes.
Violence prevention. And you guys are out there to try to educate people about the disinformation being put out by some of the groups I mentioned earlier. Is that
absolutely? Yeah, we're out there. Women for Gun Rights used to be known as DC Project. We've been around now for almost 8 years. The founder of our wonderful program is Diana Mueller. She's a national three-gun champion and basically supports or basically represents the United States of America. And she does all kinds of different shooting competitions. And she started the position. She started it and going to the DC Project. And then last year, we decided to change the name to our tagline, Women for Gun Rights, which is a nationwide organization. We essentially have state directors in almost every state of the union. The big thing, as you know, we counter the disinformation for gun control groups that are circulating by, we inform our friends, our families, our communities and legislatures, the big one, the legislatures, with the truth that gun rights are really human rights. And we focus on education, not so much the legislation.
So let's explore that a little bit. You know, I feel that one of the biggest pieces of disinformation I see in Sacramento and throughout California and the West is, despite the fact that women account for well over 50% of all the new firearms purchases.
Yes.
The rhetoric in the Capitol is women don't have firearms. It's all old white guys.
So after being on, I've had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. to speak to the federal legislatures there. I can confirm for you when they see our groups coming and they absolutely sit down, their eyes are just as big as saucers when they figure out that the people in front of them represent their constituents, and we are not old 80-year-old white guys. Yeah. So we get to absolutely, if you look at what's going on, I get to volunteer with A Girl and a Gun, another nationwide program, and that's where we get to see all the ladies on the front line that are very interested, for whatever reason, lots of different reasons, for getting into gun safety. And to have a gun to protect their family and themselves. There is every age group represented. There is every denomination you can think of in the United States. It doesn't matter if you're purple, green, white, black, blue. Everybody under the sun at this point in time is a consistent, they're signing up consistently every month. We're getting new members, and this is across the nation now, of ladies that have figured out that they need to be their own first responder and they need to do it in a safe way. So that's what we're seeing in multitude of different information that's coming across, whether it's on the ground with A Girl and a Gun or of course Women for Gun Rights. We see all of those members coming through. The demographic is as diverse as the rest of the world.
So it's interesting you said something. One of the things I hear all the time is, well, the problem with our Second Amendment community is you guys spend more time shooting each other inside that 2A tent than actually working together. And yet, I just heard you say, if I'm not mistaken, you're actually working as like a coalition with other groups for the Second Amendment.
Yes, absolutely, on a routine basis. And trust me when I tell you, when we have our safety briefs and we have classes, and the first thing we hit and we hammer home every meeting, that we don't miss a chance to provide gun safety, gun tips, how to handle the transportation of your gun to and from the home to the range. Gun safety is so huge. I would challenge anybody to find where anyone has been shot anywhere in the United States from any of these groups. The safety records are truly stellar. We spend a lot of time on it, and it's certainly something that's first and foremost. And it's not just talk the talk. We actually walk and live in this the safety space. So we are incredibly safe, and that is something that we're all passionate about. And I think we can all get behind. It really doesn't matter if you like guns or not. Everybody wants gun safety to be prevalent. And I think we're doing that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Earlier this week, I spoke out in Riverside to a group of people, and there were three women that came into the group when I was speaking that were all first-time firearms purchasers. And one was, I never ask a woman her age, but she looked to be in her 30s. Another one looked to be like probably a few years older than that. And then another one, she actually said she was 71 buying her first firearm.
Yes.
And I thought, that's so incredible because I had the chance to go up to Northern California because the sheriff invited me, and I saw the oldest CCW holder ever gain a CCW for the first time, and she was a centurion. She was 101, bought her first firearm during COVID, and then went out and qualified for her CCW.
Good for her.
And said, times have changed. I need a firearm. And I thought, wow, like what a statement that was. For one thing, she didn't look like she was that old, but she was. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back in our next segment. Folks, what is happening in the firearm circles in your neighborhoods, and for some of you, we're going to explore that and open it up. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
Hi, folks. Rick Travis. If you're a concealed handgun carrier and have a firearm to defend your home, you need to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe is your defense if you're forced to use your firearm for self-defense or the protection of a loved one. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new ultimate plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million of civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life. CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting, sports, and fishing tackle needs. They offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turner's.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get their weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. Turner's is a proud supporter of the fight to protect your rights in their continued support of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. For more information and to sign up for Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit turners.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman.
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle Pistol Association. I'm honored to have with me today Kimberly Southwell with the Women for Gun Rights. She's your state director, and we're talking about everything firearms, politics, and women and their families. So, you know, we were just talking about, you know, ages of women, and, you know, I see young ladies. In fact, I'm very excited. We have a Capitol Day coming up next month, and I've got several young women coming in that are under the age of like 20, which is exciting because that's the next generation coming up. And I find it very interesting that, you know, I'll walk on to a team or walk out with the coach and say, who wants to go to the Capitol? And, you know, when I was their age, it was predominantly young boys that were like, yeah, let's go do that. And the girls were kind of shy. That has flipped, Kimberly. Like,
yes.
Let me tell you.
Yes,
that
it has.
Flipped. In fact, the girls are kind of like, just stay home. We've got this. Which is fantastic. I need to get some of the guys to have a little bit more courage and get off the high wall and come to the dance. But, the girls are really stepping up in this next generation to defend the rights. Are you seeing the same thing?
Absolutely. DC, when our last DC trip, so this was, October of last year. We were there. Now, this is where all the state directors, for Women for Gun Rights actually get together. And, we go and we spend, you know, 3-4 days there at the Capitol talking to our legislators. one of our guest speakers were probably one of the most poised young women I have ever met. I think she just turned 15. I could be wrong. So 14, 15 years of age. She spoke eloquently in front of a press conference, nationwide press conference that we held after our rally. And she was amazing. She was poised. She was driven. She was very clear in her message. She wanted to feel safe and she wasn't going to wait for someone else to do that. She wants to go to school and feel safe and she doesn't. That was basically her message. And she was incredibly poised. The last couple of weeks, I've met so many competition shooters that are, like you say, in their early teens. And these girls are like, get out of my way type of girl. They're incredibly competent with firearms. They're incredibly good at what they do and incredibly fast. I am humbled every time I'm on the line with them. And they are just, they don't hesitate. They try everything. They're safe. Safety comes first. They preach it. They talk it. They will correct you on the line if something is not to their liking about being safe. Handguns, long guns, traps, skeet, you name it. These girls are all over it. And that's what's coming up.
Yeah, they're incredibly innovative. One of the pure joys for me is I sometimes get exposed to new ideas and competitive shooting. And, you know, I've seen creative things like having Magnum PI shoots and, you know, other flashback TV show kind of shoots. And those are creative. But I remember going up, with one of the sheriffs that was in Siskiyou County, Sheriff Lopey, who is no longer the sheriff up there, but, you know, he invited me up and he said, I want to show you something. So we went out to the local high school and I saw wild Mustangs that had been broken that these young ladies or a couple of boys, but they were riding. And all of a sudden they're in this little corral. There's kids all over the place and I hear guns going off and I'm like, what are you doing? Like someone's going to get hurt. And girls and some young men along with their coaches had worked on this mounted shooting exercise where they would ride their horses and shoot wax blanks. And then they moved it out. So it was just the powder coming out, but the powder would pop the balloons.
Yes.
And they're like, you know what? This is going to be a high school sport. And I kind of snickered.
Exactly what that is.
I know, but I snickered at the time when the first came out, like you're never going to get this passed. CIF and everything else. And they did. And at first I thought, well, will it ever make it to Southern California? It has.
It's
and
huge.
You look at these young women who are riding at breakneck speeds, like they're barrel racers, pulling their guns out, shooting crossbody and never missing. And one of the statements has come out of these young women that I really want you listening to the show today to understand. These girls last year at Capitol Day for CRPA testified that, you know, football practices, football games, very popular sport across the country, has an ambulance on standby. And as a former paramedic, I could tell you that's true. They talked about even sports that are as well known, like lacrosse, field hockey, often have multiple ambulance calls because of injuries every year. Yet, there have been over a million pulls a year in trap and skeet high school competitions statewide. Not one ambulance, not one paramedic, not one nurse. And what's even more amazing is many of the people competing have physical disabilities. There are people that compete in those are not benched, but compete that are in wheelchairs. And there's not like a special class, oh, you're in a wheelchair. No. They compete openly and win openly against people that don't have those affirmities. And women are largely leading these guys. So everybody needs to realize it's time to support the women in your life and help them out. And so here's going to be the question. I often hear this in the rhetoric. I'm curious about your stance. Guys can't work with women with firearms.
Guys can't work with them?
Yeah.
So I've seen it from both sides of the, I mean, I bought my own firearms. I've been in different classes. I would want to say can't work is difficult, but 9 times out of 10, there are preconceptions from men about what women can and cannot shoot, what we can and cannot do, and what we can and cannot approach. And it's like they're putting us in a whole different class, and they've never talked to us. They don't know any of our backgrounds. They don't know why we're purchasing a gun. They don't know why we're taking this class. They have no idea. So there's preconceived notions without the communication that makes it difficult, or sometimes it makes it scary, because women will go into gun shops and these guys will push them to this little 22 or something, you know, with a 2-inch barrel. And when the ladies go out and shoot, they wonder why they're having difficulty lining this up, or this isn't what they wanted. There is no communication on whether you want it for, you know, the reason. Is this for competition? Is this for self-defense? Are you going to carry this? Is it going to be at home? All of those things have to be questioned. Guys don't seem to ask those questions first on a routine basis. Now, that's not always the case. I've met some gun shops that are super pro women. Our home shooting range in San Marcos, North County Shooting Center, is amazing. They have an amazing staff, and they do ask these questions. But that's because they work with a girl on a gun, mm-hmm. and we've coached them on how to approach these women. There are other gun stores that we have said, bar none, to our ladies, please don't go into this gun store for any reason. They don't really care about what you're doing or why you're doing it. And they will point you to something that might not work for you. And so if they listen, and if you have the temerity to say, no, I really want this as a purchaser, I want it for competition, so a 2-inch barrel might not be my best choice. So if you can push back as a woman, or go with someone who will, that tends to kind of even the playing field a little bit, and then they listen. But if they don't ask questions, it's difficult to work with.
Yeah, it's I have been an NRA training counselor for decades. I've taught women both wilderness and emergency medicine, as well as firearms training. And I say this all the time. I would rather coach 20 young women on how to shoot than 3 boys, because the 3 boys will argue with me. That's not the way it's done. You know, I have enough experience. Do you not understand that I play Call of Duty every day? And I'm like, this isn't Call of Duty. But the ladies will intuitively ask, how do I improve? And very quickly are up on the line being competitive and knowing what to do. And so to those guys out there, put it in a box, because I've got to watch this industry change. And I'm going to close this section and open up the next one with a little story about SHOT Show, because I think this is emblematic on a couple of different levels. And, you know, I'm going to come back and talk to you women on this, but this is going to go out to all the guys in your lives, because guys, some of you are really, really smart and have done an excellent job. And to you, I want to lift you up, and this isn't meant to you. But to those of you that have been sticks in the mud, and haven't really got quite on the program, there are some insights that are very simple, and you got to think about it, because it's happened to us. Our industry has not always listened to its customer base, and things have changed, and we're going to talk about some of those changes when we come back here on Firing Line Radio. We'll be right back.
The California Rifle and Pistol Association has worked tirelessly for 150 years to promote your rights to self-protection, shooting sports, firearms collecting, hunting, conservation, and every aspect of your Second Amendment rights. CRPA works tirelessly and relentlessly to defend the civil and constitutional rights of individuals to choose to responsibly own and use firearms. Every dollar that CRPA receives from its members and donors stays and works in California to support your hunting and Second Amendment rights and the fight against politicians, elitists, and bureaucrats who would deprive individuals of those rights. Join the California Rifle and Pistol Association today at CRPA.org. That's CRPA.org.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of the Firing Line is brought to you by the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Today with me in the studio is the wonderfully Kimberly Southwell from the Women for Gun Rights. And we're talking specifically now, I'm talking to you guys. So I promised something in the last segment about SHOT Show. So it's actually a two-part story. I've went to SHOT Shows, been privileged to go to them for a long time now. And a little over a decade ago, I was laughing because they were starting to realize that women buy firearms. And
no.
So, you know, I had some good friends who I've had on the show, like Jen O'Hare with Girl with the Gun and others that were debuting their product lines and everything. And all of a sudden, Winchester, Remington, it was like, well, if you're a woman, you're going to wear pink. You're going to have pink shooting outfits, pink this, pink that, pink everything. And I was kind of like, really? Huh. That doesn't sound right. Because it's the same thing when you go and say, hey, I want to be tactical. And they go, okay, you're going to wear Tiger Stripe. We would all look at them and go, well, why? Why would I do that? And we all got frustrated as guys. Like, why are you forcing this pattern or this thing or that thing? We want something that looks like this, looks like that. Some of us didn't want a pattern. Some of us want something else. Because we're human. Same thing for women, guys. And thanks to the good people at Ruger, they kind of pushed my wife away from the firearm she was looking at towards one that had a pink handle. My wife just isn't one of those girls that's into pink. And so she got really ticked off at him. And the guy at the Heckler & Koch place right across the way was smart. Told my wife, well, never put a pink gun in your hands. Come over here and look at the firearms that will save your life. And I went from probably buying a $600 firearm to one that cost five times that amount. So thank you, Ruger, for taking part of my money away from my firearms collection. But, you know,
go HK! Woohoo!
More importantly was I noticed a trend. So as women first entered three gun, women wanted a little bit of bling on their firearms. And I listened to guys up and down the rows snickering, like you don't go into combat with engravings on your firearms and bling on your firearms. That's just absolutely stupid. And put women down.
Yep.
But today, when you go through SHOT Show, the women are the ones that are like, hey, I want to go old school. Can I get something that look like, you know, during the Vietnam era? Let's get rid of all these toys. Da, da, da. And it's the guys, we're the ones going down going, can I get my M4 engraved with this really cool logo? Because, you know, okay, number one, I'm just going to point out something. No one's looking at the engraving on the side of your firearm. They're looking. Oh, wait, they're not looking. They're ducking because you're shooting at them. Secondly, if you're in competition, you got problems if you're looking at the person next to you to try to figure out what the engraving is on their firearm. Like, it doesn't matter. What matters is, does your firearm work and do you know what you're doing? Women have figured that out. And that's why when you look at women as competitors, they are dialed in, guys. So get away from the bling. Get away from all the stuff that you're blowing money on. And now I know I'm going to lose all the people that support the show because they're going to be like, Rick, you sold us out. But look, honesty is honesty. We've got to get back to the basics. And that's one of the things I'm impressed about Women for Gun Rights is you guys are helping women set up that basic foundation. Kim, tell me about some of the programs you have here in California for women.
California is a unique opportunity, if you will, for anybody that's in the 2A space. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. But some of our things that we're trying to get out and so that you know what it is, we've got five programs. Project Child Safe, and that's where we've partnered with a number of law enforcement agencies and provide like firearm safety kits for gun owners in all 50 states. There's Kids Safe Foundation, where the education is all about teaching kids life-saving skills that they have to do if they encounter, they might have to do if they encounter a firearm, how to make it safe, how to go back and make sure that what to do after you find something. All of those things are rolled into this program. We have another program called Faster Saves Lives. Now, this is more along the lines of concerned parents and teachers, where you actually provide the educators and the people in the kids' lives the opportunity to understand how to do emergency. You might not like the gun, but you can certainly help stop the bleed. So it's those type of functional day-to-day problems. If you run into someone who's been shot, or if you're protecting your kids in a classroom, what you can and cannot do or should not do. All of those things are rolled into that program. Lastly, the big thing for 2A space seems to be suicide prevention. And sadly, what happens with most of the times, we have laws that are now taking place to come in and take your guns from you, and then without any background, without any justification, if you're deemed not being safe to yourself or could possibly harm others, red flag laws are certainly there. When you get away from that, there are times that you might not feel as safe as you want to be, but trying to get your guns back is always the problem. Well, we came up with a program called Hold My Guns. This is suicide prevention. You know, we're looking at 60-65% of all firearm deaths are mostly due to suicide. So we have come up with a program where we connect with the FFLs or gun stores across our state. We need more, of course, so that if I go in as a concerned citizen, I'm like, hey, look, you know, I'm not feeling all that great. Can you hold these until I come back and get them? And they will hold them in the safe. I'm sure there's paperwork and all that. That all still applies. But that way I can go back in and get them when I feel it's safe for me to do that versus going through the legal route. It's just been, there's all kinds of guys coming back from the military that are going through PTSD, and sometimes they feel great and sometimes they don't. There are those places that you can actually store your guns that someone else can look after them for you, that you know are responsible. They're in the industry. Again, they're gun stores. And so we're trying to recruit more gun stores to help us with those type of deposits. So those are just a few.
So let's go back to the last one we were talking about. You'd mentioned, I mean, we had a lot of women who served valiantly and heroically.
Yes.
In the last 20 plus years of war. And that's been the case since the beginning of this country. And I want to point that out. Women have been on the front lines, despite the rhetoric that was men only. That's not true. Did you just say that a guy could even take part in this program called Hold My Guns?
Absolutely. This is, I know Women for Gun Rights, again, women is in the title.
Right.
But truly, it's because the women are there to fight. We're willing to go toe-to-toe and fight for our rights for 2A, and it doesn't matter what state we're in. But we have a lot of support the guys are there to support us too. So right. These programs are good for anybody, particularly the last one. Hold My Guns is for any gun person. So whether male, female, we want to institute these programs and partner with more gun stores to allow this to happen on a more non-threatening, getting your gun backs easier type of way. Yes, guys are definitely in our support. We have guys that support us in DC.
Well, so again, folks, I want you to realize something. This is another area where Kim and I are working together right now on several different ways to form a coalition to help advance your firearms rights, your firearm safety, your skill sets, and everything that surrounds the 2A community. So the rhetoric that gets placed out there that no one works together is absolute lie. Plain and simple. We
absolutely
do work together. We're all trying to come together. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit now that you brought up is these are all programs, folks, that we are all working on. I mean, a couple of ones you brought up, like Child Safe. I know we've been partnered with the National Shooting Sports Foundation with that for
yes,
probably since its inception. These are great programs, and these are programs that you need to go and explore on our websites, because then when you hear people in the news media saying, oh, they don't do anything, you can say, well, that's not true. They do this. They do this. In fact, we do more voluntarily than any state legislature has come up with.
Yes.
That is something you got to realize, because we want to remove the stigma. There's a person I know that, you know, during COVID, he barely made it, felt really off. Some of the medications they gave him cause you to be depressed. And so he went to his doctor and said, I'm really, really depressed. And that triggered a whole bunch of red flag laws that got his firearms taken from him.
Yes.
Wait a second. He did the right thing. And for that, he lost his rights. And that's being pursued. There's a legal challenge on it. So I can't go much more into it. But folks, I want you to realize there are avenues and there are people in these different organizations like mine, like Kimberly's, that are there for you to access. And so if you have friends, it's you, somebody in your family, don't panic. Don't hide it under the carpet. Give us a call. We will all help you navigate this space to keep everybody safe. And more importantly, or just as importantly, or not as importantly, you make your choice, to keep your firearms and your Second Amendment rights safe. At the end of the day, we all want everyone to be safe in this space, because that's what benefits all of us. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
The California Rifle and Pistol Association has worked tirelessly for 150 years to promote your rights to self-protection, shooting sports, firearms collecting, hunting, conservation, and every aspect of your Second Amendment rights. CRPA works tirelessly and relentlessly to defend the civil and constitutional rights of individuals to choose to responsibly own and use firearms. Every dollar that CRPA receives from its members and donors stays and works in California to support your hunting and Second Amendment rights and the fight against politicians, elitists, and bureaucrats who would deprive individuals of those rights. Join the California Rifle and Pistol Association today at CRPA.org. That's CRPA.org.
Hi, folks. Rick Travis. If you're a concealed handgun carrier and have a firearm to defend your home, you need to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe is your defense if you're forced to use your firearm for self-defense or the protection of a loved one. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new ultimate plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million of civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by CCW Safe.
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio, Patriots. This is your host, Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. With to me today is our guest, Kimberly Southwell, who is representing Women for Gun Rights. She's your state director. We've been talking about all things firearms and women. But a brief message, we do have many chapters where you're listening, where you can go and meet almost any day of the week. So, and you can be a member of more than one chapter. We don't limit that to, you can only be on Tuesday night. Wednesday night works for you. Thursday night, we have people travel around. But that is where you're going to be able to integrate and intersect with other like-minded individuals, be able to learn firearm safety, learn from all sorts of different people. We have sheriffs, we have assembly members, senators, we have lay people, we have competitive shooters. Go to one of those meetings. You can go to crpa.org and go look up where the chapter is nearest to you and get involved. Folks, this is good for you. They're family fun, family friendly, and anybody, any background, anytime can come and be there. So, Kimberly, do you have any events coming up that you know, families or women could engage in?
Women for Gun Rights here in California, I am kicking off all kinds of things, but we're partnering with A Girl and a Gun, of course, another nationwide event. The big thing that we're working on are fundraisers to make sure that we can fund our efforts. So fundraisers I know it's a tricky thing here in California, but be on the lookout because I'll be putting a fundraiser out that you can win one of two firearms. Yes, California legal, and yes, very, very appropriate to anything you might want to do in the 2A space. So there's fundraisers that will be coming out. Events right now, we have we'll be going to, it sounds like, D.C. in September of this year for trainings. There are a number of other things that are going on with A Girl and a Gun. In Colorado, we are promoting a huge, we're talking 700 women in the space, all with firearms, and we're learning basically there from some of the best instructors you'll ever want to meet in nationwide, and or Olympians that are coming there. So we have conference coming up at the end of April. So that will be huge. That's a 4-day shoot, if you will, and all kinds of vendors that are there supporting A Girl and a Gun. And then our events on a week-to-week basis. You've got Girl and a Gun opportunities up and down the state. There's a well-armed woman. There's women on target. All of these opportunities are there on a week-to-week basis in your area. So pick something close. You can go onto their websites. Absolutely, you can email me. I'll point you in the right direction to what's happening in your area, and you can get in touch with someone directly. They're some of the best, finest instructors with the safety record that is unparalleled anywhere, and we're here in the state of California, right around the corner from you. You just might not know it yet.
So, and that's a great and excellent point, because Kimberly and I were talking about this stuff before we did this show with you all today, and one of the things they were talking about is CRPA. For since our inception, folks, we've had women on the firing line. Our very first shoot had women on the firing line, so this is not new to our space at all. And what we want you to realize is we too have opportunities up and down, and we're networking these opportunities together. So here's a little secret. Say there's a group of you ladies out there, and you've got, you know, a group that's like, we want to do something, but we just happen to be in one of those areas where kind of landlocked, or that's kind of far, or it doesn't work out because there's something going on that weekend. That happens to all of us in this space.
Yes.
You can reach out to the two of us. We
absolutely
have some free package plans that we can put together. Now, if you call us on Thursday night, go, hey, we want to do this really cool shoot with 50 women on Saturday, probably not going to happen, folks. I'm just going to say that straight out. But if you call and give us a little bit of time, we're going to work with you to make it happen, because we are not trying to turn anybody away from shooting sports. We have programs that are designed around moms, whether you're single moms or you still have, you know, your spouse or partner in the picture. That's great too, but we can cater to everybody. We can, there's nothing we can't do. That's my point. And so for any of you out there that are like, I want to do this, we can do it. If you're in a low income area, don't think, well, I don't have enough money, it's never going to happen. Nope, that's not true. We've made that happen too. So really what we're looking for you to do is you got to reach out and tell us, yeah, I want to do this. And if you reach out to us right now, to make this easy, you can go to contact@crpa.org. Kimberly and I are talking all the time. So if you direct something and said, hey, Rick, this is really for Kim, no problem. I will ship it over to Kim, and we will make sure that this happens for you, because it is important that we get more of you together. I'm going to say this so it doesn't sound like, you know, somebody else is lecturing you, but I do it every week, so okay, here we go. This is to the women. If you're out there, realize we're going to break up the rhetoric working together. There are guys that get it. There are those of us that understand that, hey, you know, I understood very quickly. I was probably not the best firearms instructor for my wife, although she will say differently. My mistake when I first came home, and this was a long time ago before laws had changed in California, I took her out to a rural range, and I was still in the military, and I had some fun toys, none of them fully automatic, just going to say that. But I put an AK-47 was the first firearm she ever shot.
Now, I like it.
To her credit, she is very proficient with an AK-47, guys. So if you see this blonde 5'4" girl, and you start snickering, be careful, because she is really accurate with that thing. But that, you know, by the rules, was not probably the wisest choice I ever made in my life as far as here's your first firearm to shoot. I've gotten much better over time. But I also have a lot of other people that I've said, hey, go shore that skill set, men and women. And because that's the same thing you guys should be doing. And that's another thing. I learned more about that and put some of my hunting shooting skills from hanging out with Kim Rohde and a couple other people for 30 minutes than I had from probably six guys I paid for a couple of hours of shooting lessons from. So let's break across those molds. I don't care what your gender is, what your age is. I've run from people that are literally a fourth of my age, and I've run from people that are still 25 years older than me, which is amazing. Folks, at the point you think you know it all, you're in trouble. We're all students, and we'll always all be students. If you keep that in mind, and that age is just an artificial number that we place on how many times you run around the sun, you will start to realize that there is an incredible knowledge base. There are incredible opportunities. And more importantly, yes, do we have firearms so we can put food on the table? Yep. Can we teach everybody, including you ladies, about that? Yeah, some of you are the finest people at putting food on the table. That's a shout out to you, Jen O'Hare. So yes, I'm complimenting you yet again. But this is,
Jen!
Yeah, but this is also, to all of us, it's not only self-protection. Going out, as Thomas Jefferson said, in the woods and taking a walk with your firearm is one of the most beautiful things you can ever do.
True.
And you never had to use it. Folks, it's a tool. And everybody is capable of using tools. And so we need to get off the us versus them and this divisive junk that has been spread throughout society and realize our community needs to come together as one. We need to come together as one and maintain our beautiful safety records. We need to come together as one and work together to make sure that men and women are treated equally in this space and that we pass this legacy on to the next generation. We need to come together and make sure that all of us are being exposed to all the things that can make us better at being firearms owners and citizens. And we need to stand together as one and realize that a fight that is launched against any part of our community is launched against all of us. We are one big family. The divisiveness that people try to insert has to be stopped at all costs. Kim, any final words you want to give our listeners?
Absolutely. I didn't start in the gun industry and under a fun way. I was volunteering with the American Legion, and I found myself surrounded by a number of angry guys that didn't appreciate our effort to escort fallen soldiers to their final resting place. Now, I wasn't harmed, but I was really scared, and I was captured, you know, I was basically protected by the other guys that I was riding with at the time. But that started me on a pathway of being my own first responder. The guys basically now that I'm interjecting with, I've become an NRA certified firearms pistol instructor. I'm a range safety officer. I continue to train on a monthly to weekly basis, and I'm helping other people do the same way. When you realize that you can learn from each other on a day-to-day basis and that the gal next to you is willing to stand with you toe-to-toe and fight for our rights to keep it free, that's when we start coming together as a community and we're all stronger for it. I might not be as good as you in some areas, but I bet I can compete with you in others. So we all have to have our own good strengths and our weaknesses, and we need to kind of mesh with those and support each other in these efforts. Guys, we are out there fighting for your rights. Ladies, please get involved. Give us a call. We are passionate about protecting our Second Amendment, and I am super proud to be there as your California director for Women for Gun Rights.
And as always, folks, be safe, shoot straight, and fight back for your rights on Firing Line Radio.
The Firing Line Radio Show has been brought to you by the California Rifle and Pistol Association, CCW Safe, and Turner's Outdoorsman. Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting, sports, and fishing tackle needs. They offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turner's.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get their weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. Turner's is a proud supporter of the fight to protect your rights in their continued support of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. For more information and to sign up for Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit Turner's.com.
AM 590, The Answer.